Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Graham. Sorry about the slight delay there. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good.
Straight
Apart
off.
from a deep depression over American situation.
It's an odd state of mind, isn't it? I did a quick straw poll in the day job office, and people seem to be in emotional fits and starts, from just knuckling down and getting on with what has to be done, with a sense of foreboding, I suppose, really. Particularly if you're a woman,
Yeah, chaos is returned.
yeah. I suppose one pertinent question might be, as a designer, what do you make of Elon Musk, who seems to be about to play a quite an important role in the next 4 years?
Yeah, well, it could be really a bad. I mean, it's obvious that he's got control over the tariffs from China and has put up the value of the company. So I mean, he's going to have his go at ruling the world, I guess.
Not exactly by proxy. I mean, it looks as if he's poised to get an important role in what is described as governmental efficiency.
Yeah, but it's not a very high chance of them continuing to collaborate, I don't think. I think they'll fall out fairly soon.
Now, there's an interesting point because I think you make a very strong point there, because there is a tendency among, the Farage's tendency as well, perhaps the Johnsonian tendency, both sort of Trump fans and acolytes, to do what I think Hayek calls creative destruction. Move fast and break things, as I think Musk himself said at one point, which it means inevitably falling out, doesn't it, where those things are human relations. And slightly
Yeah.
different takes on matters. Okay.
He's incredibly jealous of any attention on anyone else.
So the battle of the egos as well.
Yeah, but I think there was one interview with a Trump supporter, and they said, "No, everything's going to be okay. Everything's solved."
Well, they would
And I
say
think.
that, wouldn't they?
Well, I think this is, they're going to be really disappointed because I think he's not going to be able to do what he says. He's going to be able to do a lot of the bad things, but he's not going to make America great again.
I had a little gander at the New York Times, and there's a lot of talk there about how he's going to finance the tax cuts, particularly, not least the tax cuts to his mates, who in return have made quite generous campaign donations, in order to get him elected.
Yeah, a billion, wasn't it? Isn't it? Didn't they put a billion in the end?
Some extraordinary amount of money. I mean, it is, as Johnson might say, chicken feed in the wider context. They seem to have been
Maybe,
quite
maybe fake
shrewd in how it
news.
was spent, but yeah.
Yeah, it could be fake news, but I mean,
It
it's an
could, couldn't
extraordinary
it?
amount of money. Yeah.
It's trying to find the adult in the room, which is and adults all around here. I can't speak for myself, but about as you can probably tell, we're sort of kicking over the traces of Tuesday night's debacle.
That's a surprise.
What's your initial? What they were saying on Al Jazeera? How do you feel about this? Which you're not supposed to ask when I was taught journalism, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
I've been very interested in just sort of watching my reactions to the whole thing because I'm finding myself less horrified this time than I was in 2016 and 2020 when it went the other way. And I'm not quite sure why that's the case. I think that the global left, or what passes for the left in America, now really does have to sit down, take a serious look at itself, and decide whether demonizing people because they won't get on to the radical left agenda as fascists and white supremacists and all that.
Well,
When
Harris's last gambit,
I mean, last night in Amsterdam, after the football match between Tel Aviv and Ajax, I think it was, there was an organized pogrom against Jewish people, which is going on now. There's several Jewish fans who have just disappeared. they were there's videos being posted by the perpetrators of them running Jewish people over in cars, of one where they've beaten someone unconscious and they're kicking him. They've been throwing them into the canals. And yet we are having an Islamophobia Awareness Month at the moment, and there's not been a similar re-recognition of the pogrom. This is a pogrom that's going on in Amsterdam at this moment, and of the way that the attacking Jewish people verbally and with symbols and now physically has just become mainstreamed. And yet people who are worried about this have been portrayed as the far right by Keir Starmer
It's
and
quite
others.
effective
And
cultural sabotage, isn't it, from whichever side?
I mean, clearly attacking individual Muslims because of the actions of Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah and the like would be absurd and completely unacceptable. And Islamophobia that, but with Jews it seems to be just acceptable now. It's fine to go and vandalize synagogues, and it does seem like the. I mean, certainly, Sadiq Khan put out an extraordinary email yesterday saying that all people in London are welcome. This is after a year of marches which have openly celebrated the attacks of October the 7th last year. And it doesn't work. Leaving aside the morality of all of this, shouting at people, if you're thinking of voting for Trump, you are a fascist, which is in effect what Kamala Harris did, funnily enough, does not win hearts and minds. The takeover of the American campuses by anti-Semitic, which are openly anti-Semitic, where Jewish students are simply not
As
allowed
opposed
to
to
go to lectures
pro-Palestinian,
now.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and many people are not Jewish, and many people aren't, but I'm horrified to see that level of racism now becoming established in the left, now becoming mainstreamed in elements of the left. And it's while that is what we've seen, and the I mean I sometimes think I overestimate this, but sometimes I'm not sure that the symbol that was given out by the left saying, if you think you know what a woman is, you are wrong, because actually woman is
Cultural construct, yeah.
a category of people which includes men, and any woman who is worried that there have been over 300 biological males have won major sporting events in the States, or globally. Anyone who's worried to see that woman boxer just being beaten to a pulp by a man in the Olympics. Anyone who's doing that, you're wrong, because these are just normal
Equal
women in
opportunities to be beaten to a pulp and run,
yeah, and they want to go to women's prisons to serve their sentences after killing someone else. Fine. And all of this, I think, is contributing towards a real gap between what the left could be doing, because I don't think this is fundamentally about policy in a number of areas. I think, people in the UK are very fond of their public services and want them to be cherished, and that's something clearly which is more aligned with leftist thinking than not. But while there is this continual, and we saw it during the Brexit campaign here, this haranguing people who dared to think differently from the intellectual elite as ignorant, as uneducated, and so on.
Assuming
It
we have
just
an intellectual elite. I mean, that's what's
moves
possible in America,
people,
isn't it?
people
Perhaps
off,
France.
and we're seeing this where Trump has won the popular vote for the only time in the 3 times he stood for president. He was 2 million behind Hillary Clinton in 2016, 7 million I think it was behind Biden in 2000. He seems to have won the popular vote by about 3 million in the States. And that the left has got to really look at itself and say whether chasing these by the way, so aggressively and nastily hunting out people who dare to hold a different view is actually going to help them. And I'm not sure that there are enough people in the left who get this to make much of a difference. But if they don't, then they're just handing the field over to elements who, I couldn't have brought myself to vote for Trump, I don't think. But as I say, I'm not as horrified of the whole thing, or and certainly not surprised in the way that I was in 2016.
I think of a distinguished forebear in the broadcast chair talking about the Tonton Macoute versus the Woodcraft folk, and how that might sort of the eventually pan out. Eventually, the infection potential of destruction, as it were, and possibly self-destruction. Now, earlier on, Graham was talking about the fact that he thinks that there will be, and indeed, this it was evidenced last time, possibly this time, that some of the business leaders who held their nose and supported Trump and maybe even funded him might at some point fall away, and that this is part of the, as it were, the plan of Hayekian creative destruction, as is, some might say, what you're describing on the left, the fact that the projectile energy of divide and rule, it sort of infects the wider culture. Are we on onto something there or not? In other words, the whole thing proceeds by small government proceeds by eliminating the degree of effectiveness that an administration might have, and then handing things over to the forces of relative anarchy.
Well, according to Cleodynamics,
Aha, yes.
the new science of history,
I said cleonomics to one of my colleagues, and I'd get it right, Bungie. Cleodynamics, thank you.
dynamics, yes, the way history
Clear
moves.
lane, I was thinking, obviously. So, yeah.
That's fine.
How could I not?
It's the exactly. It's following the pattern extraordinarily closely. Explaining Trump's success in that the left certainly didn't read their electorate. They missed the points, and they argued on the wrong points. I think that's what commentators are agreeing with as well, because the fundamental voting condition is the poverty gap, and this brings in Trump and Musk. They're both super rich, and they're how many however many thousand times richer than the average salary.
It's a bonkers figure,
So,
isn't it?
but the key thing that Turchin points out is that you get the it's when you get the elites fighting each other, where an elite and I think the two
Is that
parties are,
purely commercial competition, some people might say, you know, free enterprise?
well, no, they've stopped running the country for the whole country. They're only running it for them for themselves.
It's always the trickle down.
Well, it's pretty well agreed not to work. So, Trump is the new elite, techno elite, which is what Elon Musk's grandfather was, is a techno elite. And they had his father on as well last night on Newsnight.
That would be an interesting hearkening to. What did you make of him?
Well, he seemed to conform with the reports.
Do we have the traditional mad staring eyes going on there, the swiveling? Yeah.
And accusing the press of misinterpreting the whole thing.
I'm not Elon Musk's dad. It's a media conspiracy. Yeah, and all that.
Well, he was pointing out that Musk isn't approaching Trump. It's Trump approaching Musk and asking him, to endorse him and work with him. But it's a move towards corporatism, a very bad move, probably.
This is
And
the
so
central trait that Americans admire, isn't it? Running the country like a business, whether or not, like George Bush Jr. before him, the commander in chief has a habit of running businesses into the ground.
But it's the way the two elites are fighting each other. There are two elites, and there's not enough room for both of them. So one is trying to get rid of the other, and is destroying the society, which is what they're supposed to be governing.
So, Mal, what about the effect on, well, what will Trump's foreign policy be? Will there be a direction of travel, or will it change with the wind?
I suspect the latter is more likely. Trump won the first presidency. We need to face this. He was the first American president, certainly for decades, who had not started a new foreign war. There were certain elements of his. One thing that was clearly about Trump is that he spouts off a whole load of things that just cross his mind. And then he forgets about them. Now, generally speaking, that's a bad thing in a politician. Generally speaking, I think we want politicians who've got clear views, and once they have come to a view of what's good for the nation or whatever the unit is that they're in charge of, they then put together a consistent policy to carry it out and deliver on it for the
Immigration
benefits that they've
brewery. Yep.
identified. Trump isn't like that. He spouts all sorts of stuff. And I think what we kind of learned during the first 4 years was not to be too worried when he comes out with a really crazy idea, because he'd probably have forgotten it by the next day.
Hence, you're
And
not as terrified as you were.
he did have some advisors around him, and this is really the key issue for the next administration, who did know how to run a government and could, America didn't collapse during the last Trump administration. Some really horrible things, particularly in terms of interpersonal politeness and the like. I think the moment when he mocked a disabled man
That came back to haunt us, I think, didn't it? Yes.
He didn't. The irony is, it didn't come back to haunt him.
Yes.
In any other time, with pretty much any other politician, that would just be the end of the career. That was so
It's grotesque,
awfully
wasn't
unkind, so callous, so
it? That's a
dreadful.
sum on the autistic spectrum, if I remember rightly. Is it Eric? Is it?
But it didn't, there was no pause in his, popularity and what he was able to do with the job. So, there certainly were, I think, very significant damages that arose out of the first term. But America got through it to the extent that America wanted to get would rather have it again rather than Kamala Harris. Now, I think the Democrats made such enormous tactical errors through this when it was clear that Biden, who hasn't been a bad president, but he's his age was really starting to work against him in a variety of ways. Then, it would have been far more sensible if that had been recognized a year ago, and they could have had a proper this was in effect an inevitable coronation of Harris as the candidate, because it was so close to the election. They couldn't realistically go through a proper process. They may have been able to rescue something out of it had they done that earlier. But at the end of the day, it's clear that a very considerable number of Americans, more Americans than not this time, are actually so fed up with the way the Democrats speak to them and so on, that they would rather have Trump, who they know blusters a lot and talks a lot of rubbish, but he doesn't actually carry out that rubbish, generally speaking. So there now,
Well, Roe versus Wade is one example of where it's worked, the conservative judges who've got his ear. But yes, sorry, I'm interrupting.
I mean, that's an interesting one, because let's remember that what the overturning of Roe versus Wade did, the legal basis for that was that it was not a federal matter, that it should be left to individual states. And a lot of individual states have retained the abortion laws as they have stood for many years. So the constitutional argument there was about a power being returned to the next level down of government, so away from the federal government and towards the state government. It didn't Overturning Roe versus Wade of itself didn't legalize, didn't criminalize abortion, but it did give that power to states who previously didn't have it. Now, I hope not many states will, I hope no states will actually use it. But the, I don't know. And I, one of the things I think is that Trump will not completely abandon NATO. I think he's got a real point in saying that NATO has piggybacked or freeloaded off the Americans, and it's about time we started paying for more of our own defense. I think that's a pretty sensible point that he's raising there. But I don't think he's going to, this would be just be my guess, and who knows, but I don't think he's going to be quite as isolationist as perhaps some people think. Now, I could be completely and absolutely wrong on that.
What makes you say that, Mel?
Just because the history in the past, when it comes down to it, and it goes down, as I said, to the quality of the advisors and the team he has around him. When Boris Johnson was mayor for London, he had a an extremely effective team around him under Eddie Lister, as it happened, former leader of Wandsworth Council. Very, very able man, very good organizer, and a number of and therefore, when it came to the bit of the Mayor for London role, which involves running London and running the things
Yes,
there,
just a
which is
little bit
only
of it, yeah.
part of the, it's only part of the role.
Yeah, sure.
The with that bit, then he had able people who were who did that, who were interested in doing that, which he never was. And London wasn't, I mean, there were mistakes made, and Leonie will doubtless be able to list a string of them in the course of the Johnson mayoralty. But the thing that I think it is a very important role for Mayor of London, which is to make London look a really quirky and interesting place so American tourists will come here and spend a very, very large amount of money in our shops. I think Johnson was extremely good at that, and as a figurehead for the city and the country, he was great. And I think if you get that combination of a figurehead like Trump, but an effective team behind him, then there's no real reason why America should collapse. What we will see, I think, is turning his back on the fight against climate change. But Biden didn't, under Biden, America came nowhere near to meeting its targets, which were entirely inadequate to make much of a difference anyway. It's very difficult to argue that the Democrats were all that much better. And one really worrying thing is just how few of the world leaders are actually going to the next conference of parties of the Rio Convention. Biden's not going, Xi's not going, Modi's not going,
It's like election in
Macron's not
Germany.
going. Most of the world's leaders don't seem terribly interested in the next conference of parties. But Trump's probably a symptom rather than necessarily a big cause of that, because the same thing, the climate movement has shouted at people if they're a bit worried about their own lives, and has contributed to this general feeling among many people that climate change is either made up, even if it's not made up, the costs are not going to fall on the just of oil protesters with their
Beard and
cans of
sandals
paint
brigade sort
or
of thing,
cans
as
of
they've been
soup.
characterized. Yeah.
They're going to fall on folk who actually have to work for a living, and it's widened the gap between the people who need to come on board if we're going to do something serious about climate change, and the very narrow elitist clique who think that throwing paint over paint, throwing soup over great paintings, and blocking people getting to hospital appointments is a clever way of winning hearts and minds.
Well, we're told it's wipeable, offable, and that's been researched. But then there's the fact that,
Not really the
God, is
point.
it? The granddaughter of Nelson Rockefeller apparently had something to do with the funding of Just Stop Oil, at least for a time, for whatever reason. That little sidebar, if I remember rightly. I was also wondering about the Inflation Reduction Act, which claimed to be creating a vast network of green jobs and a sort of revolution in employment in America. That appears to be on the statute for a while. I wonder if it could be repealed or whether it's going to be. But on the back of that, Graham, what do you think about the prospects for America's green agency, vestigially and indeed for COP29, and who might step into the breach?
Well, the reason they're not going is they've been taken over by the fossil industries globally. I think the last one, the majority were representatives from the fossil industries. It is run by the fossil industry itself, the chairman.
It's wearing green
So,
suits or something. Yeah.
and that's what's happening generally in the attempt to save the planet is that there is simply not economically or politically acceptable. Therefore, the fossil industry has managed to infiltrate all the organizations, not all of them, obviously, but has slowing down the transition, which is a it's just a commercial reaction. I mean, my invention for solar flight, was analyzed by Pat Center, which is a scientific research center set up by PA International, and which had just stuff full of scientists predicting the technologies that were going to destroy the existing ones. And they gave it a clean bill of health and said it does what it says on the tin.
So you're doing a bit of devil's advocate and creative destruction there, but what you're actually talking about is ecological superseding of the dirty stuff, surely.
Well, it's really on the Trump factor as well.
Ah,
It's
okay.
the underlying movement of societies, independently of their leaders. The leaders may think that they're governing and determining everything that happens in their society, but that's not the way things are working, and never been. Of
So,
course, they have the greatest impact, maybe, but the inequality of the American society, is not solely due to Trump. He's just taking advantage of it by using the money to make himself even richer.
I remember
So
something, yes.
he's just adding to the phenomena of the underlying inequality.
And there's
And
this odd, yes, you can sit in a train, to interrupt you, you can sit in
he's
a trailer
saying,
park and be told you can aspire. The American dream is yours.
well, exactly, which is creating, and they have created a surplus of elites. So they're highly educated, but there's not enough room for all of them to have power. And that's the theory, is that when you get that too many looking for jobs in power, then they start fighting each other and splitting off. And you can see the same. That's an explanation for the demise of science, good science. There's
You see.
just not enough jobs for the scientists, and so they're forming this sort of fake science body that is fighting good science.
It sounds something like Max Weber's bureaucratization from the 30s, I suppose,
Yeah, I think.
preventing what then happened. So
But of course,
you're suggesting that things get clogged and stodgy for lack of fresh air, ironically enough.
well, they stop working. This is the point.
Yeah.
The
So yeah, the sclerotic
institutions
thing.
stop working. Yeah, and they start doing the bureaucracy is exactly when it starts being more interested in self-replication than doing its job.
Preaching to the
Whatever its job is.
converted. So is that your view, as it were, of the critical mass that Harris thought she had behind her?
No, I think Harris, just got her electorate wrong. I mean, I think it's fundamentally that they read the electorate in the wrong. They thought that they were ready for a woman and weren't misogynist, weren't racist, and were progressive, and they're not. So it's not a question of insulting the electorate. It's just that if you keep people ignorant, and people are being kept ignorant by social media, by misinforming them, so people don't know what to believe.
I
So
suppose you could say, yeah.
they have no good. Well, misinformation. That's Trump's. He just accuses the left of everything that he actually is.
I suppose if you
So.
lead on a woman's right to choose, sorry to interrupt you, then you are going to be pressing the nuclear button to people who are socially conservative, who have seen that, certainly as cowardly with Trump, who said that God spared me for a reason in his opening address, apparently, that we are, original sin is forever manifest and we are volatile and vulnerable implicitly. Whereas if you say that, no, there's personal freedom that can be, people can be trusted to, as it were, behave with a modicum of responsibility and enjoy, and yet enjoy life. That's a bit of a, that's a bit of a poison chalice to some people, isn't
Yeah, they use
it?
every strategic argument they can. And I wasn't very impressed with
Giving 5 minutes with Carol Vorderman, yeah.
strategy.
Yeah.
The strategy, I think they got the strategy wrong. And they lost because it wasn't because of Harris. I thought she was a very good candidate. She just didn't she wasn't known by the public. And Trump was totally embedded and his supporters had formed his party. You could see that they were having a great time, so they're all enjoying it. They weren't certainly weren't going to change
And he's been
their
holding
vote.
these rallies for the past 4 years, saying we was robbed, Gov.
Exactly. They, I mean, and that's been even complies with Einstein Freud why war. You know, the stronger things as an alternative to war is the cultural connections. And that's what Trump has been building up all the cultural connections, forming this identity of MAGA, which people didn't know was there, right? So, but he's managed to join it. It's like joining any other club in a
Yeah,
way.
and he wheels all the imams for 2 minutes saying these are great people and they're never seen again. But anyway.
Well, once you form the club and you're in the club, you don't want to you want to support the club, and
Just
you're
keep
not,
paying your divvy.
you're not particularly bothered about what the club's policies are, as long as you're having a nice time. So I think there's a lot of that it was the wrong time for Kamala Harris to become a candidate, just in the social condition of America.
I think it's Mal. Couldn't we turn briefly to? We seem to be spending the entire hour talking about Trump, but I guess this is very cardinally important. What are the prospects for Ukrainians and people on either side of the divide of the Middle East?
Yeah, Ukraine I'm worried about because and this was again it's not entirely about Trump, but the question can't be avoided of how long can Western democracies continue to be contributing billions of pounds to the Ukrainian war effort when we don't really have a view of what the end game is likely to be. Now, the costs of allowing Putin to win, of course, are enormous as well. But Putin, Trump has not always been hugely critical of Putin. In fact, sometimes the opposite, as he has been of Kim Jong-un and North Korea. I think they're probably in the category of him just saying things to get a reaction rather than being well thought out foreign policy positions. But given that all of Congress now is Republican as well, and there'll be many voices coming from from that direction against continuing to put money towards the extent and arms they have with Ukraine, because where are we going with Ukraine? I think the idea of the Russians being completely pushed out to the whole area, including Crimea, looks unrealistic. So, keeping the war going forever, I don't think it's sustainable just for obvious reasons. Financial, if not a dreadful toll on human life on both sides of the conflict. So I know somewhere someone has to start really seriously looking at what a realistic end game could be, where Putin doesn't get everything he wanted, and therefore from that point has suffered a defeat, but equivalently, it's not left to face the Russian people who are saying, "Yeah, we put you through all this pain for absolutely nothing." And the eastern parts of Ukraine, there is an argument that they are much more Russian looking, they're Russian speaking. There was some evidence that they would have felt more comfortable being part of Russia all along. So that needs to be
The
there.
old
Middle
Soviets,
East, I,
yeah.
you know, my view of the Middle East is really quite simple, but that Hamas and Hezbollah have to be wiped out, and the only prospect for peace, which is just as important for the civilians of Lebanon and for Gaza as it is for the Israelis, can only be happened if this dreadful ideology, this callous idea, which, as I say, we're seeing in Amsterdam now, but we've seen all over the West over the course of the last year, has really taken root in our societies now, which is blatant and unavoidable anti-Semitism. You're seeing now the Hitler pictures being quite, shown quite shamelessly by some of the organizers of the so-called peace marches. I mean, I think Trump will be much less tolerant of the takeover of American universities by this anti-Semitic team, may even start doing what Sweden started doing in other countries of deporting those who stir up this kind of violence.
It's got to go somewhere.
And yeah, well, yes, indeed. I think the argument which is emerging again, I think this was a factor in Trump's win, saying if you hate Western society that much and you want to change it that much, then maybe you would be happier off in those countries that already have Sharia law and already allow some of the things that I find disgusting, like reducing the age of consent to 9 in Afghanistan, of preventing women talking to each other now is the latest in Afghanistan, of the murders of women in Iran for refusing to wear the veil.
I
All of
forget about
those
that in
things
the
that,
Quran, of course. Yeah.
I mean, those to me are disgusting. Those to me are deeply immoral stances for
Is it
one to
is
take.
it akin in any way to the harnessing of some of the religious right in America to excuse some of Trump's behavior?
Oh yeah. I'm no fan of the evangelistic Christian right. I think the enormous hypocrisy there that they, Trump has behaved in ways that could pretty much, you could almost on any individual day tick off how long it takes him to break each of the Ten Commandments. And I think it's horribly hypocritical that an evangelical church can not only condone but actually seem to celebrate someone who behaves in such a desperately unchristian way so often. This really isn't a matter of, nothing I've been saying today is an endorsement of Trump. I don't like
Clearly,
him. I think
clearly.
he's horrible, and I think the way he's behaved towards people like the disabled chap are just completely beyond the pale of decent human behavior. But it's possible to dislike both sides of a conflict. You don't have to you don't have to declare yourself as an undying Trump fan
Yeah.
to see that some of the things that were going on under Biden Harris were pretty inimical, and in
And it's the
particular
sin rather than the city you're more concerned with, to that extent. Yeah. Yeah.
And the leeway which has been given to a number of practices that are, I think, I find them deeply disgusting and certainly completely at odds of what I see as
There's,
being
yeah.
the values in a free democracy which values individuals. Then, is it right that we simply roll over and allow that ideology to take over to the extent that the Jewish football fans of all people are being beaten, attacked, driven over in a major European city without the police seeming to be terribly interested in it. There comes a point where the culture wars become real. I don't think there was a lot of faux culture wars going on, but I don't see how those are compatible, those two cultures. And if Trump is to be believed, that's a massive if, as we've been saying, then he may be more robust in protecting Western values against some of these egregious ones. I was reading a tweet just earlier where it said, "Muslims are my brothers, but Islamism is evil." And I think that's pretty much where I stand. There are some wonderful Muslims in my ward, the Ahmadiyya community, which does a huge amount. Every year they have a massive, great charity walk for people less fortunate than themselves. Much in the community, always available to help their neighbours.
Yeah, terrific
People
people. Yeah.
you'd love to have them as next door neighbours, and always the friendliest of all. I mean, most people are very friendly, but they're the ones who are always most likely to invite you in for a cup of tea, and it's never just a cup of tea; it's a cake or it's whatever they're having. great people, and I absolutely stand any hint of them being blamed for what's going on in Gaza. I would be, have on several occasions, been very
Yeah.
clear in standing out in support of them.
It's an
It's
interesting
this
example,
evil
isn't it?
idea.
Yeah. If you think
Sorry,
about
Sam.
what they did in Wandsworth, sorry to interrupt you there, in terms of building their own little community there, whilst not being able to work, being able to volunteer and getting into construction and refurbishment and actually building something of an enclave, benign enclave within the Burr.
Yes, I mean, I was very, honoured to be invited along to the celebrations of the centenary of the first
I
London
was hoping to
Mosque,
make that
which is,
myself. I'm glad you were there. Yeah.
and it was a lovely occasion, and this is a community which has come over to the UK, which and it is very, the thing with any religious text is you can read it in pretty much any way you want. Their fundamental one is that it's the job of a Muslim to get on with other communities in forming a peaceful, respectful society, and that's exactly, I think, where I stand on these things as well. And it's not just the Ahmadis. There are many, of the various strains of Islam. There are many people who are genuinely interested in peace, but there is at this moment in the world, I think, the main threat is coming from a strain of Islamism which has already, you see the pictures of what Iran was like before the Islamist revolution in 79, and what Egypt was like post-war, and all of these countries where,
Stepped in and all that, yeah.
colorful, national dress people out in the streets, now just replaced with this particular onslaught on women, but on many other groups in society. And I think Trump is more likely to stand against that than Harris would have been.
Despite the at least alleged onslaught of women that was characterized by the March of the Pink Hats. On the day after he took office, the day after he was elected, I should say, and this time by the uprising, potential uprising about the denial of women's rights, albeit with statewide variants.
Well, Trump's own record with women is as appalling as you can get, and that's one
Indeed.
of the ironies among this whole thing,
For some
is
reason,
that
unlike Johnson, he didn't parade all his wives in the victory speech, did he? But anyway, at least apparently not. Yeah.
I mean, there are huge ironies among these things, that the movement that claims to be interested in peace seems to be among the most violent people in our society now. Those on both sides claiming women's rights, the left claiming women's rights while allowing men into women's prisons and women's sports and women's changing rooms. The right, claiming to support women's rights, but having at the figurehead people on both sides. You mentioned our previous prime minister, whose own personal record when it comes to women is pretty appalling.
Some would say generous with his affections, but I don't know howsoever. Yeah. A note that the Women's Equality Party has decided to wind itself up, perhaps throwing up its hands discreetly.
Yeah, it was a
Anyway,
funny thing because
yeah. Sorry, yeah, please.
I was saying, so I never really got terribly far, but it was, I mean, I was quite happy with it. But then it seemed deliberately to turn its back on what one would have thought it was its whole point for existing by becoming so pro having biological men in women's sports and women's prisons and all of
Ah,
those
the Claire
things,
Balding thing,
which many women thought was exactly the opposite of looking after their interests.
Graham, what might characterize the cultural fight back of the Democrats, but the movements that align themselves with the Democratic Party? And as a liberal thinker, if I may thus characterize you, how would you advise them to start thinking about it?
Well, I think Kamala Harris did a very good concession speech, and she said, she's conceding the campaign. I know she's conceding the presidency, but not the campaign. I think it was something like that. And Biden came in and said, continue the fight as well. So the main point is not to give up.
The energy is there, but presumably what they'll be needing to do is to needle away towards the midterms in 2 years and anticipate the wheels starting to come off the bus.
No, I think you have to do it by analysis. You have to analyze what is the problem and then try and work out how to solve the problem rather than simply following the traditional patterns of argument. Obviously, argument is not working anymore because of social media.
Well,
You
are you
can't.
then doing it in with sort of town hall meetings, as it were, in plain view, or are you going away into academe to figure it all out?
Yeah, I think you have to get back to grassroots, which obviously did. They didn't get to the grassroots. They misread the grassroots, which is what 10% of the electorate. So that's what you're talking about. They misread their voting intentions. So I think it's definitely it's a cultural. And that's what Einstein, Freud recommend. It's you have to make the cultural connections, which is about integrating society, which is what Malcolm was just talking about. The Ahmadiyya have a definite policy, positive interpretation of Islam,
It's a
and
sort of broad cultural leadership, isn't it? As you say, positive interpretation.
In a sense, it is about control of the language. I mean, the terms like fascism has been taken over as just a slogan, but it does actually have a political meaning and definition. And it's the Muslim Islamic fascism that's the problem for the Islamic world, just as it is for the Christian world with the evangelists.
So, as it were,
So.
an equal opposite and energy is being attracted here at loggerheads.
Yeah, there's something in common in the nature of both sides, and they're both getting more extreme. So it's extremists are taking over, and they're learning that all you have to be is extreme, which is what Trump has learned. He's learned that you just have to stimulate people's anger. To get voted for,
Which is
because
your description of these asides that Mal, I think, that to some extent, I'm sure you're right, Mal, some of them go nowhere, some of them might spark something, is what Glenn's saying.
well, it's why people buy outrageous news headlines is because they're outraged, so they have to buy it to see why they're outraged.
People never see the tyrant, do they?
No. Well,
But
I
Graham's
mean,
up.
the media has learned the lesson in the same way as the political parties have learned the lesson. So it's the
Vortex of
rabble rousing.
umbrage, as the old conservative said back in the day, the bona law.
Yeah, it's just more interesting to have a riot than to have a love-in. which is
Yeah,
what
if you add an accordion, that's
Harris,
split.
is exactly choosing hate versus love. And psychology has a lot, psychoanalysis has a lot to say about
The
that.
thin line between the two, so we're told.
Well, that love is an equivocal condition,
It
and
is. How elegantly put, Graham. Yes.
that's what's irritating about the peacenicks,
It's
is that
always said, isn't it? It's happened with the Icelandic premiership a few years ago, where the incumbent was married to the opposition. Those breakfast table conversations were kind of iconic, weren't they? Quite civilized
yeah,
at
no,
that particular
exactly.
case, but yeah.
And the way I used to go to parties where both sides were invited. I met
Were you
Eon
wearing
Powell.
PPE or camouflage or
No,
disguise?
I didn't have to. That's the point. They were
Ah.
very civil towards each other. I mean, Eon
Yeah.
Powell was an extremely civil person. He's sort of academic, and he made sort of academic slip up, because he was the one who actually went over to Jamaica in the first place to try and convince people to come to Britain to run our National Health
That's
Service.
such an important point. But he felt, I suppose he felt it, that it was a runaway train. He's always demonized, isn't he? But as you say, he might be the sort of person who would have been quite happy to sit at the grounds of academia. I suppose it's those people who do and fulminate. And as you said earlier on, some of those cozy positions are no more with economic forces.
Yeah, well, I think he it was just too clever. He was showing off on his Latin
You think?
history, to try and these historical references, I think.
Yeah.
So he
Well,
got it
an
wrong.
hour with you two would sort that out, I think.
He got it wrong in
Yes.
his academic sense as well. So
It's
but I
curious, isn't
think
it?
it goes back to the whole point. I mean, how you fight populism is not to try and be popular, but to go the other way, to be clever, right? And in other words, more scientific, which is why Cleo dynamics isn't a very interesting new science.
And clever is so often characterized in that pre-go earlier phase Gove phrase of not trusting the experts now, isn't it? It's clever as in mendacious. And of course, mendacity seems to be the very watchword of how this election was pulled off. Animal
Well,
cunning in a different sense.
Gove got it wrong in the sense of he said the problem is the experts tell you what you don't want to hear. They say the wrong, they give the wrong, the advice you don't want to hear. But what he should have said is you
I
have
think he was
to
locked in the loo at the
ensure
time, wasn't he? Yeah.
that you have to be sure that you invite the right experts or ask the right expert who is the expert, not a fake. Elite aspirant. Well,
Well, good luck with that,
I mean, it's all playing out. This is the why it's scientific. I mean,
What's true?
this new science is based on big data. So it's actually showing what the evidence is. And the evidence is pretty convincing. If you look back and you can bring out these common threads between the collapse of every civilization. They all collapse in the same way in terms of cleodynamics. And the main one is everybody knows, and every voter knows, where he stands on the wealth scale. And if he's being wronged and he's not getting a fair chance, I mean, that's what they're voting for. I mean, they were voting because they weren't getting enough pay in their wage packets, and they didn't believe that if you concentrate on women's rights and anti-racism and so on, then that's going to solve the problem of their wage packets.
Yes, very good point, Graham, indeed. I suppose at some point then we seem to be suggesting, or you're suggesting, Graham, I wonder what you make of this, Mal, that people may start to trace the roots of why they thought what they thought, as well, I'm suggesting the wheels may, in a Hayekian sense, come off the bus in a few months in the Trump administration. Do you see that happening? Sort of cultural examination on both sides?
I don't know. I mean, it's not
It's not a thing that would immediately jump to my mind when I think of Trump, of a deeply reflective view on values. And it'll depend on, well, firstly, it depends on events, because those are always unpredictable.
That's what Philip would
The
say, yeah. Yeah.
American economy seems in a reasonable state at the moment, as far as I can tell. And because the first thing is that it is irony that it goes right back to the Great Reform Act in the 1860s, where the liberals pushed for widening the franchise on the assumption that the working man, it was the working man in those days, who had not been enfranchised up to that point, even after the 1832 Act, would be grateful and would vote for the liberals, seeing them as the ones who were on their side. And they widened the franchise, and the Conservatives swept to power, certainly in a number of the subsequent elections. And it's like what was said at the time, Gladstone had said, "You may now vote," and the electorate said, "Thank you, Mr. Disraeli." I think that the fact that Trump is mega rich and obviously very dodgy in his business dealings, as a number of the concluded court cases where he's already paid compensation, let alone the ones that were ongoing until recently, have shown, that of itself doesn't put people who are not well off, it doesn't dissuade them from voting for you. It's the same with Boris Johnson and the Red Wall. Johnson is, in terms of his career, is pretty much as elite as you can get. Bullingdon Club, President of the Oxford Union, friends in all sorts of high places who give him large amounts of money for wallpaper and so on. Things that are not given to the hoi polloi like you and me. And yet he, wiped the floor with Labour in those traditional Labour seats in the North in 2019. And part of that was because, and this is where, Graham's right, obviously, how well off people feel is important. But what's also important is
That's how
how
I
do they think that their politicians like them or not? And I think, but one of Johnson's great talents was he acted as if he liked people. I don't know if he did or not, but
That's
he
such a
acted as
shrewd
if.
phraseology there, Mal. Yes,
Yeah, I mean, many people said, who would you like to spend an evening at down the pub with? Johnson regularly came very high up that list of people that you think you'd have a good evening out, a good laugh with somebody who was very good, master communicator in very many ways. And that only really got tarnished, I think, around the Downing Street parties, where Johnson was presiding over a regime that clearly didn't understand the agony that many people were going through during COVID
where
and thought he
context
was
and
above.
details start to come into play.
But before that, Corbyn and Harris, just never, they never gave the impression that they really liked the working class, the white working class that nominally their party was supposed to represent.
It's not as
And
performative, is it?
yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, and I don't think it's unreasonable. I don't think they do. I think they, are distressed that many people, think that, have the traditional views towards what a man and a woman is based on biology and all of these other issues. And don't like the idea that our cities can be taken over by gangs who clearly don't share many of our values, if any of our values. And just feel that these people don't like me. And that, when you're balancing it up, whether they'd get away with not liking you if they were presiding over an extremely effective economy where people were feeling well off, they probably could. But that doesn't mean it's not a relevant factor when things aren't going well. And when people kind of know, I don't know many people expected Labour to come in and put the economy right. I think they were just so pig sick of the Tories and the way the Tories had behaved that anybody would be better.
And it seems to, what you seem to be describing is the precariousness or the attempt to construct a sort of new Overton window where all these reactionary forces are assailing it. Graham, do you agree with Mal's a view that, in a sense, the democratic people doesn't appear to like its base, and will have to learn to like it again.
No,
I stress appear here.
I think, yeah, because I think Kamala was going exactly on the love point and for community and loving each other and the neighbor. I think it was definitely more on the expertise in the political analysis of the situation and what policies they should have pursued and how they should have pursued it. I mean, I think they lost the election rather than Trump winning it in that sense. I mean, Trump had built
the
this
mirror opposite to what happened here then, yeah.
Huge fan club. She didn't have enough time to create one of her own. I think that's the dominant factor in a sense. Yeah, she didn't have enough time to do it. And she didn't actually analyze the situation correctly. I was because
do you think
why,
she'll have another go in 4 years?
Well,
do you think she'll have another go in
four
yeah. years?
I think she can build her fan base. Yeah, I mean she was supported by all the big pop stars, wasn't she? I mean that
she was
a surprise that obviously they don't reach as far into the backwards.
I suppose people might say it's the ice cream, as one of my former music teachers used to say, rather than the long haul.
Yeah, it's the long haul. Well, it's the underlying. I don't agree with Malcolm that the wealth perception is not the founding basis of people's vote. I mean, and Trump was using it. He's saying, "Do you feel better off than you did 4 years ago?" I mean, that's what so on some analysis, that's the way how he won the vote, because he was saying that's all you need to do is to compare how you were, and that of course is the unfairness of politics, is that it was the events that was the reason he wasn't into any war, and it's the reason why I don't think he's going to be not into any war in the next 4 years, because if he's not into any war, then he's not going to support Ukraine, and he'll just let Netanyahu do whatever he wants to do.
I suppose some people might say there'll be a bit more war as a result of that, but
exactly.
Hands
there'll
off.
Be more war. There'll be more war. He won't be in it. That's all he had a claim, is that America's going to just not be in any of the wars.
Not so even in the shrubbery.
He'll let China take over Taiwan or whatever, and Putin will read that very well. You know, that's how he works. Is to say, that's what he's been doing for the last 20 years. Is saying, well, they're not going to go to war against Russia. You know.
Well, suffice to say, gentlemen, anybody starting this out feeling a little bit despondent, as Graham and I were saying at the beginning, will feel considerably more empowered by your wisdom. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.